Academy.org.
Of Conrad Murray and Michael Jackson. Dr. Conrad Murray is still on the phone. Do we still call you doctor?
I will always be a doctor. No one can ever take that from me, Tom. That's the title I have earned.
Okay, but you can't practice anymore, right?
If I don't have a license, I can't, because that's the case. But I do have to. I am able to reinstate my license if I wish at this time. My question is whether or not I want to. But currently, I am a licensed physician.
Okay.
I am licensed internationally.
Okay, but you are
not in this country.
I know, but I could reapply for my licenses in the state. I have license in Nevada, in California, Texas, that I could apply for reinstatement.
Okay. But you don't. You choose not to?
I'm not ready. If I want to, I could go ahead and do it at any time. I'm saying I'm entitled to do that.
Well, what are you doing for money?
Oh, money. You know, my I lived off whatever savings I had. You know, suddenly I was told that you had to have 6 months of saving in order to survive an ordeal. I must have saved more than that. But my family and friends have helped me a lot. They've propped me up and kept me going. And, you know, I could rely on those good people to be around with their kindness. And I'm okay.
Your family and friends have kept you afloat?
Sure, sir.
Hmm. Wow, that's interesting. Yeah.
Are you going to make money from this book?
Well, how do you know? From your list of gods, yeah. I mean, you know, it is my intellectual property. It is my story. And if there is, you know, people don't make a lot of money from books, first of all. I think they get it the wrong way. If a book is sold for $20, guess how much you're going to get? About $2, 10%. And then you have to pay a lot of money out of that to those people who helped you, publishers, et cetera, et cetera. So there really isn't a lot of money in bookmaking. But, you know, I'm not going to refuse any proceeds that comes to me. That's right.
So, Doctor, you're telling your story, but mostly you tell about Michael Jackson's story. What is it that you wanted people to know, the most important thing you wanted people to know from this book?
I think the book is basically, it is my history. It is a story. It goes back from the time that I was born. It does show that, you know, certainly my life and Michael Jackson's life has become entangled and very bad things have happened to me. But in Michael's life, a lot of bad things have happened to Michael. Michael has been blamed for himself, stating that he was a wacko, a jacko, and all of those different things. I think the Jacksons in particular have had a very, very rancid relationship with their son and their brother. They have been suing him internally, left and right, taking all kinds of money, doing bad things to him, chemically castrating the man. That's what he felt that had happened to him all his life. And Michael has pains, and Michael has stories. And if people are open-minded when they read this book, they would realize that this is about telling what happened to Michael. And Michael would probably be smelling the best he can as a rose compared to what others were thinking about
him. And you don't feel bad about this at all.
But you're not doing anything different than what his family did by making money off of him.
No. I think
you don't look at it like that?
I mean, I'm telling my story. And if you're going to tell me that my story did not have a major catastrophe
and your conscience is clear. You're fine with it.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, people have asked me things about Michael's nose and Michael's this. If you look at the book, they've asked about being a pedophile. For years, he has carried that stain. What did the book say about Michael and pedophilia? No, he is not a pedophile. That cannot go against the grain of Michael Jackson. I don't have to tell a story that makes Michael look better than he is. He's a real man. He has good and bad things about him. But he is not as bad as has been made to believe. All the stuff that people talk about Michael are speculative. They have not been there. This is a chance to get to see Michael.
Do you have sympathy for any of Prince's Prince doctors?
If I have anyone?
Any sympathy for the doctors who were tending to Prince and trying to get him off of drugs?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I would say if an adult has been given directions, written or otherwise, for medication and chooses to do it their way, you can't blame a doctor for that. It's written, especially if you're an adult and you can speak and read clearly. Even the pharmacist, when they dispense medication to people, tell you, sign here. These are the things you need to pay attention to. But when there is addiction, people go above board and do things contrary to what has been advised.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Dr. Conrad Murray. I would say good luck with your book, but I'm not really with you on that one.
I'm very disappointed, Doctor. I got to tell you.
What are you disappointed about? Tell me.
Well, I'm disappointed in the way that you have used Michael Jackson still to make money off of him, despite what you say and how little money you're going to make. You're not telling your story. You're telling
Michael Jackson's story.
No. Have you read the book?
Yes.
Don't be like Jermaine Jackson, who has not read the book, but is ready to cast.
Yeah, but Sybil just said she has read the book, sir.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Really?
Okay.
And you have not learned, what have you learned about me in the book?
I read that you have a lot of opinions about Michael and telling stories that we can pretty much get from any tabloid.
Because I don't have opinions about Michael.
Okay, your stories about Michael that we can get from pretty much any tabloid.
No, that's wrong.
She says nothing about you, about your story.
Okay. All right, Dr. Conrad Murray. Got to be there at the top. You got 3 minutes to make it there on time.